Episode 43. Look, we're just going to start the podcast. I'm recording this intro. I'm tired as hell. I can't sleep. I just got shit on my mind. The past 48 hours, this weekend, I say I got like maybe 8 hours of sleep. I just can't sleep. Just got shit on my mind. You combine that with whatever the fuck my neighbors are celebrating. They're fucking shooting their guns off at like 2 in the morning. Which causes my cat to go fucking insane. So every time I get ready to like go to sleep, they start shooting their guns. And then my cat, for some reason, it makes him bite my fucking feet. Which wakes me the fuck up. Oh, God. I'm looking at him right now. He's sleeping. My cat. Look at him. Just sound asleep. I swear to God, I want to just bite his fucking feet right now. I just want to bite the shit out of him. Oh, man. And, like, when he does that, like, I can't scream at him. You know, because it's so late at night. Don't want to wake anybody up. So, like, my teeth are, like, I'm screaming, but my teeth are, like, clenched. You ever do that? Like, any of you folks, maybe some of you have kids. Maybe your kid's acting a fucking fool, throwing a temper tantrum, or you're at the mall or somewhere to eat, and you're just like, just fucking stop it right now. I'm a fucking... You ever do that? Oh, God. I'm just tired. Like, right, I feel like I'm about to fall asleep just doing this intro. So, you know what? We're going to start the podcast. The podcast is much better. I'm up, you know. All these recordings, you know, they're done, you know. Throughout the day. Or I should say throughout the week. Let me just start it. Can I just try to get some sleep, please? All right. Enjoy. I promise. Much better than this intro. I gotta say this real quick. If you are a attractive young lady, you need to go to GoFundMe.com because, god damn, you could be making a killing. Look at this. I'm just scrolling through. This whole time I thought, like, you had to have, like, a legit, like, something legit to have a GoFundMe. No. You just ask for whatever. Look at this shit. This chick right here, she's asking for $800 for a new gaming PC. She's asking for a new gaming computer. She's asking people to give her $800 so she could play fucking World of Warcraft. Get the fuck out of here. She's going to get it. She's got $500 already. And she's attractive. Look at her. It's probably not even her. I swear to God, I couldn't have been... Oh, man, I'll tell you right now, if I was a female with just relatively somewhat good looks, oh my God, I'd be on this shit. GoFundMe.com. I wouldn't even ask for anything to be funded. Just GoFundMe. Just that would be it. Holy shit, look at this. I know this website's been out for a while, and this isn't my first time being on it, but like, holy shit, I don't know, maybe in a year? Look. This motherfucker is asking for money to pay back student loan. Are you serious? Can you do that? Look at me, now my eyes just got even more... my eyes got even more wide open. Really? It's not gonna... Again, I would have to be smoking fucking hot. Look, that dude got, what, $23? Bitch, you're going to pay them back. You're going to pay back them student loans. They're not going to fund you. If you were really fucking attractive, I'm looking at his picture. It's just a picture of him. You got to do like this chick. I'm back looking at the chick asking for money for the PC. Look at her. Just cleavage just popping out of her shirt. That's how you get fucking eight. She's going to get she's going to get way more than what she's asking for. Going to get a new PC. She's going to get a fucking outfit. The fuck out of here. Look at this. You know, I was thinking about doing that for a mic. People have been telling me I should invest in a mic. I should invest in my podcast for a microphone for the podcast. I don't even know how much they are. They can't be that expensive, right? Yeah, they probably could. I'm not nothing over 100. I'll put you like that. I'm cheap as shit. And I'm broke. So it's not a good combination. So if you think I'm going to spend money on $100 for a fucking microphone, you're fucking nuts. But I did think about that. Should I just start like a GoFundMe for the podcast? Just get like a brand new, just get like a mic. Is it even needed? How much is the mic? Hold on, let me go check how much a mic is. Never mind, mics can suck my dick. Look at this, $300 for a fucking mic just to talk into it. Let me tell you what I'm using right now for this podcast, all right? I have my laptop, all right? And I have headphones, okay? Headphones with a little mic right there. You know when you're using like a, for your cell phone? That's it. Does it sound great? No. Quality's not that good. But hey, it's, you know, look, it is what it is. How much did you pay for this podcast? Nothing, right? So what the fuck do you expect? What the fuck do you expect? If I was getting paid, then yeah, I'd probably get a better mic. You know what kind of mic this is too? It's not even an iPhone. It's an iHip. I got a bootleg. I got a bootleg headset that I'm using to record this podcast. I wouldn't have it any other way, actually. I don't know what I would look like with a, you know, a high-end microphone. I wouldn't even know how to use it. 300. Look at this one. 200. Even I said 100. Even I wouldn't even pay 100. Look at this. Look at this other one. I'm still stuck on that 300. I know they're expensive. I know there's other podcasters who have spent more. But fuck, I can't. I'm not. Even if I could. Even if I could, I probably wouldn't. Look at this one, $50. That one's decent, but it's ugly as shit. I guess you get what you pay for, right? Yeah. I guess I'm not getting a goddamn thing because I'm not paying for none of these. I'm not even going to start. You know, I'm going to start a Kickstarter, but anyone listening, if you're really attractive and you don't mind me using your picture, hook your boy up. You got some C's or D's, you know? The breasts I'm talking about, hit me up. I'm just using it. I'll just use your photo just to get money. Yeah, Raymond, that doesn't sound creepy. It's for a good cause. It's for the podcast, right? You want to help the podcast? Let me use your photo. Because look, this face is not getting $300. Because look, if you're going to start Kickstarter, if you're going to do this GoFundMe, right, you might as well go balls to the wall. So I'm going to want the most expensive fucking one. And I bet you it's just the first one I saw right here. That's the what? This is 300, 320. A Heel PR 40. Get the fuck out. I'm cool right here with my bootleg iHip $5 headset. Right? It does the job, correct? Can you hear me? Right? Everything works. I did 42 of these fucking things with this, so it's all right. It's okay. It's decent. Okay? Maybe one day when I get a sponsor, maybe I do start to actually get paid for doing this shit. Yeah, I'll get a new mic. Sure. Why not? Yeah. I'll even get a mixer. Do you understand? I don't even know what a mixer is. And I do pot. What is it? Do I honestly need it? Listen, let's face the facts. I'm never going to get paid for doing this podcast. And you will continue to listen to this shitty audio. Okay? But it's good enough. Again, it's free, right? It's good enough, right? Content. That's what's most important. That's what I was told. I was told that's the most important thing in a podcast. Not just the audio. It's the content. Regardless, I could have the best goddamn mic. I have all the mixers and all this shit. Would it fucking matter if nobody was listening to me? Right? Okay. Just want to get that point across. I'm still stuck at 300. And I know there's mics more. I know they're more fucking expensive than 300. But I don't know why I'm just stuck. You know what it is? I'm a gamer. So I automatically think of shit. Like if I look at a price of something, I automatically think of what that can go to. So this microphone that's $300, the first thing I'm thinking of is that could be a PS4, right? That's about a couple of games. I could get a Kinect. I don't have a Kinect. I could get a Kinect. I could get a new controller. I could get a couple of games for $300. A fucking mic. Get the fuck out of here. I could get a new headset for my Xbox for less than that. Oh, jeez. You know what I'll pay $300 for? I'm not going to get off this $300 microphone. You know what I'll pay it for? You know how you hear that a lot? You probably hear this on this podcast. I'll be talking. And can you do... if a microphone can mute every I do, if it could do that, get me a microphone that could do that shit. It eliminates all the uhs. I don't know. I guess I'm just really bored right now. But here I am again. On GoFundMe.com with no intention of funding any one of these individuals. Not because I'm mean, just I don't have no money right now, so I can't. But I wanna read you this number, what I'm looking at. Let me know if I'm overreacting, because I just went on a quick like tirade to myself just now, just fat shaming this individual. Let me know if I'm going overboard, but let me read you the number. $39,639, all right? Dollars, okay? $39,000, okay? They were asking for $20,000. You know what this is for? This is money for a dance party. And you know what person they're throwing this dance party for? Did you see the dancing man? It was on Instagram, Twitter, all on social networks. It was on the news. It was about a fat fucking guy who was dancing. I guess he was in a bar or a club. Some people saw him and started laughing. And he just, I'm fat. And just kind of put his head down and just moped around. Because people were laughing at him. He was trying to dance. Fat fuck. And I usually don't go in on that. I never fat shame. But this pisses me off. You know what pisses me off? You know what? Biggie Smalls, the anniversary of his death. You know, I was about to say he died for your sins. But in a way, he almost did. Hear me out. Biggie Smalls was this fat, fat, black, ugly. He said it himself, fat, black, and ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks. You know why nobody even looked at him for being fat and ugly and all that shit? It was his fucking confidence. This fat fucking dancing man had no confidence, which is weird. He went to a club or some party. He started dancing, so you think he has some fucking confidence. The first sign someone laughs at him, he just, they're laughing at me. No. Right when those people who looked at him started laughing, you know what he should have started doing? He should have started fucking pop locking. He should have walked up to them and started dancing. What the fuck? And I'm reading this, oh, the anti-bullying and self-love movement is in full effect. You're a grown man. Oh my God. Can adults be bullied? I thought it was just children. Hashtag dancing man. Oh God. Get the fuck out of here. The constant support shown from media, as well as all of you, is uplifting and amazing. Every single person who has donated to this, you're an asshole. Fuck it. you're an asshole. Smells like sanitation, garbage. I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam. Once again, on the eve of Biggie Smalls' death, don't let his death be in vain. He fought for you. All you fat people, Biggie, he fought for you. Believe it or not. He didn't die for hip-hop. He died for all fat men to have some goddamn confidence in themselves to just, you know, just fuck it. Just be themselves. The amount of the women and pussy Biggie was getting, he shouldn't have been able to get. He had a cockeyed. His one eye was going that way. The other one was going that way. Black and ugly as ever. His words. Okay? But you wouldn't be able to tell when you heard this man rap. The dude had so much fucking confidence. So, he had such a swagger of himself. Then you look at this fucking guy getting pity from all these people. 39,000. God damn. And I was amazed with the chick with big tits for getting $800 for a goddamn computer. This guy's getting $39,000 for a party. For a fucking party. Just so his fat ass can dance. He should have been dancing at that fucking party over there. Unfucking believable. I'm just looking at the comment. I'm looking at all these people who donated. What the fuck? And he's on Twitter. Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to post the Twitter on my link and you people fat shame him. I said it. This has nothing to do with bullying. This has something to do with just getting this man's confidence up. Because I feel like if he had confidence, all right? Again, a grown man, if he had some confidence, he went to a party, they played music, he started dancing, people started laughing at him, he should have started dancing fucking harder. All right? He should have been doing like that Matrix move Ciara be doing in her videos. He should have tried to do a fucking windmill. He should have tried to do breakdance. He should have did everything in his power to take away that asshole's power who was laughing at him. That's what should have fucking happened. So fuck him. Fuck the dancing man, you fat fuck. And fuck everybody who donated to this fat fuck. To his fucking fat party. I hope that didn't sound too... You know what? This one's going to come off a little angry. And you know why? Okay? You know what? I got to tone down on the smoking. Can't smoke anymore. All right? I got to look for another job. I got to work for two... I'm looking for my second job. All right? I got to bust my ass. Okay? I got to work two jobs to pay back fucking student loans and just regular bills. But this fat fuck... I think that's what it is. I can't smoke. The whole purpose of this whole rant was I'm just sober, all right? I can't smoke weed no more, so I'm looking at this fat fuck. He's getting over... He's going to get 40,000. He's got 39. He's going to get... Oh, my God. Over 2,000 people raised this money in 4 days. I'm going to just get off this website. I'm done. While I was editing the podcast, I completely forgot to do a FizzBun promo. My apologies. I don't know how the fuck I forgot. But two things, very quickly. One, whenever I talk about FizzBun.net, that's where you go, I always mention the podcast, and I always forget that every Saturday morning, Danny Pinn has FizzBun Radio, and it goes live. Play music. There's usually a topic like, or it's on a particular subject. Like last weekend, it was the 90s, which I'm not a 90s music person at all. I enjoy some of it, but I've never been into the 90s. For me, the 80s were the trifecta. We had the best movies, we had the best music, and we had the best soundtracks to the movies, in my opinion. If you think otherwise, by all means, tweet me. I'm right, but. Whatever. But no, seriously, FizzBun Radio. Check that out every Saturday morning. And you can listen to past episodes on FizzBun.net. Like, I'm just scrolling through right now. Yeah, I forgot. You did a Nirvana one? Shit. I have to go back myself. Take a couple of listens. All right, so check that out, please. And the second thing, congrats to Miss Cleo. She's coming up on episode 100. It's slowly approaching. And I'm hearing I'm hearing some rumbling that maybe, possibly, Joey Diaz, episode 100, if that's true, that's going to be so fucking dope. That's going to be like, that's on the level of, that's the mega powers right there. That's Macho Man and fucking Hulk Hogan. All right? That's Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Heat. That one scene they had in the coffee room together. This is it. If it goes down. I'm not sure. I might be talking out of line. I'm not sure if it's official or not. But if it is, that's probably my favorite. Two of my favorite personalities talking to each other. So it'll be awesome. If that does go down. I should have probably checked. Right? I should have checked. I should have asked. Well, it's out there. All right. Yeah. Fizzbutton.net. Check that out. I don't want to talk about that whole Howard Stern shit because, one, it's like a week old now since this podcast comes out every Tuesday. I don't really have anything to say about it. You know, if you want a great opinion on it, how do you pronounce it? Cassius Morris? I hope I pronounced it right. But his podcast, that young man breaks it down perfectly. Like, he took every word out of my mouth, like everything I was thinking, and he did it. So listen to his. if you want to hear my opinion on it, go listen to him. How about that? I'm a fan. If anyone who knows me, like, I love Howard Stern, and it kind of sucked hearing him. Like, it didn't suck hearing him talk shit about it because that's Howard. That's why he's at. You know, that's why he is who he is, because, you know, that's what he does. He talks shit and whatnot. It just sucks seeing such a guy, like, such a smart dude, because he's played the game perfect. If he wasn't playing this fucking game so good 40 years into this shit, we wouldn't be talking about him now. It just sucks to see him at such a level, and he's just so, like, he's not educated in it. You know, nobody's sitting there, like, nobody's telling him, like, look, podcasting is this. Like, nobody's explaining that to him. I think if someone would just sit down, you know, like Ari Shaffir, which I think would be great, have him on the fucking podcast, or not on the podcast, on his radio show, you know. And that's another thing too. It's like, dude, you have no idea, like, the ears, the places you can go with just a podcast. All right, believe me, I've only been doing a couple of these, even though it's 40-something, like, still, you know, that's not that many. But, you know, I know I've been, you know, people from other, all over. I look at the little map on Podomatic, my listeners, like, it's crazy. Just, you know, in the position I'm in. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's just fucking jealous. Like, God damn it, when I was a fucking kid, or, you know, a young man, busting my ass on the radio just to get my voice heard. And now these fucking guys are coming in here, you know, they have a fucking laptop and just, yeah, maybe Ari Shaffir is right. Maybe he's just old. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Just out of touch. It's unfortunate. I'm still a fan of Howard. You know, yeah, let him talk shit, whatever. It is what it is. That's why people love him. All right. Did he sound like a fucking moron? Of course, but hey, I'm sure you have a best friend that, you know, said something stupid, so it is what it is, right? Whatever, leave it up to me to go at it from a different angle, right? I'm just a fan, I'm a fan of his, and yeah, he sounded like an idiot, so what else can you do? I'm not gonna call him irrelevant. Oh, he's washed up. No, I can't, again, because if he was, he wouldn't be where he's at, man, you know? And sure, nobody listens to fucking radio. Who does? I mean, you know what, Howard, this is the problem. Him saying that nobody, you know, it's just pointless or whatever. Anthony Cumia is doing it exactly how it should be done. He has his subscription based, you know, so you could listen to him. You know, you could pay either weekly or monthly to listen to his show. All right, you have to pay for that. But he still puts out every week, like, a podcast, like, a clips of, like, you know, what you've missed during the week. And that gets people to subscribe to his shit. If Howard would do that, I bet you Howard would get, he'd probably get double the listeners, you know, if he just kind of, I don't know, expand. I don't know why he's so stuck in radio. Didn't I say I had nothing to say about this? Thank you. That's it. That's the podcast. Let me get out of here. iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Subscribe every Tuesday. All right, people? Thank you once again. Twitter. You know what? Send me questions, too. I used to get questions. I don't get them anymore. I had the email, but, I mean, I only got, like, I don't know, like, 3 emails. So, yeah, I'll keep that up. But, yeah, please, Twitter, send me some questions. Did you not just listen to this podcast? Most of my material for this week was all on GoFundMe.com. All right? That's pathetic. But hopefully it was entertaining for you. All right? So, let me get out of here. Subscribe and all that stuff. And, yeah, thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Oh, yeah, and I thought about it. You know what? And Howard Stern, fuck you, all right? I'm still a fan. Go fuck yourself, right? Now I've thought about it. I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? No, I take that kind of personally. I listen to podcasts. I make podcasts. Go fuck your mother, Howard. And I still love you, all right? Okay, I'm out of here. Later. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money, I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money, shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga teach you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby, cause the trick is a lie, and a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby, you know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man, so I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.